Christmas, very good holiday season. We have a couple of guests that are coming in probably on holiday break right now. We have from the Northfield Civil Air Patrol, Cadet Chief Master Sergeant Abigail Rizak and Cadet Chief Master Sergeant William Wagner. And we're going to be talking with them in just a moment or so. But first of all, let's talk with Captain Randall Dox is with us. Randy, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning. You bet. We're glad to be here.
You have had, we talked to you, it's probably right around the end of summer, I believe, or maybe early autumn, and you had a busy autumn and early winter season. Tell us about some of those things that they've been doing.
Yeah, we've had a great year out at Stanton, Composite Squadron here at the Stanton Historic Airfield. We started off the year with 9 active cadets. We are now sitting at 28 cadets, so we have grown almost exponentially, I guess you might say. We've got a lot of activities going on. I think the last time we were in, we talked about the Color Guard competition that we competed up in St. Cloud and did very well. Since then, the Color Guard team, and by the way, both of these cadets are members of the Color Guard team, we've been participating in presenting the colors at the Northfield football games, Northfield high school basketball games, and that has proven to be very popular with the crowd. So,
all right. Well, the two that you brought in have quite a bit that we can talk about, so we're going to switch those microphones around. We'll start off by talking with Sergeant Rizak. Is it Sergeant Rizak? Would that be if I were to address you in terms of the Civil Air Patrol, would that be the correct thing? Would it be Chief Master Sergeant Rizak?
Yes, I guess that's correct.
Okay. Well, you have completed your FAA student solo pilot certificate and also earned the Civil Air Patrol solo pilot wings, yes, which you are now wearing. Are those the wings you're wearing on your uniform?
Yes.
All right. Tell us about that process. What do you have to do to get through that?
Well, first you need to have an instructor that's in the Civil Air Patrol, and so once you find that person that's willing to, well, they're really on a volunteer basis, so if they're willing to instruct you, then you just fly together until they feel that you're ready to go alone.
So you did take a solo flight?
Yes.
That had to be quite a thrill for you.
It was, yeah.
What type of plane were you flying?
172, a Cessna 172.
All right. That sounds like a common airplane that we would probably know that has been around for a while. I mean, that model year has been around for quite some time. So tell us about that. Yeah, I mean, you're taking off. You take off solo. You land solo. You're up there by yourself. Man, did you have some adrenaline going, some butterflies?
Yes. Yes. I was really excited when he told me that. It was just in the moment. We didn't plan it or anything. He's like, okay, you can go by yourself now. I was like, oh my gosh, okay. So here we go. So I was really excited at first. And then once I took off, it was just like this wash of terror. I'm alone. I'm in the sky by myself.
Now, were you able to like overcome that?
And definitely.
Was there some enjoyment when you got up there?
Yes, it was a really great moment of overcoming that fear. And I just took a breath and I looked around and there was this gorgeous sunset and there was geese flying in front of me and there was like no wind. So it was a perfect night for having a first solo flight. So then after that, I kept continuing to feel that fear like come back, build up inside, and it's just no, push it away. It's okay. you know what to do. So, and then I landed the plane and it was all fine.
Now, my guess would be that there has been a lot of seat time in those planes before you got to that point. Would that be correct?
Well, last year I took some lessons too, and I had about 10 hours. And then this year, to get my solo, I had to have about 10 or 11 hours again because I had just kind of forgotten from last year. So,
Now, that's a huge step, and if you plan on going into an aviation career or even as a sideline, my guess would be you're probably going to be flying for much of your life in one way or another. But what's the next step in the process? Where do you go from here?
Well, just continuing to fly with my instructor and learn new things and fly alone sometimes. And then this fall of 2019, I'll be going to the University of North Dakota to pursue a major in commercial aviation.
All right. So, now, do you have, I think back to my days as you're a senior in high school this year then?
No, I graduated last year.
Oh, you graduated last year.
So
okay.
I'm just taking a gap year this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, my guess would be you talk to your friends, boy, that's kind of some bragging, right? So, well, I flew a plane the other day. Did I tell you about that? But when you tell folks, do you get a lot of people asking you about that, what it's like? And is there an interest among your friends and such?
I would say so. I feel like it's kind of a unique thing. And most people just want a ride. So, well, one day we'll get there. But yeah.
All right, let's move things over to Cadet Chief Master Sergeant William Wagner. You have completed some emergency services training. Let's talk about that a little bit. Tell us about it.
Sir, I am a ground team member, level 3.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trained in search and rescue and communications, as well as a few other emergency services skills. And that basically qualifies us to, if there's an emergency such as missing person or natural disaster or something like that, or even a downed aircraft, we are qualified to get called up on a mission and go and hopefully rescue that person or help out.
Now, level 3, I would imagine I would presume there's a level 1 and 2 that you had to go through to get to level 3. Is that correct?
Actually, sir, the ground team level 3 is the entry level rank, if you will, for Civil Air Patrol emergency services. So level 2 is more on map work and you're leading likely a small team. Ground team leader would be the incident commander or kind of the officers.
Okay. Now, you recently attended the Hawk Mountain Ranger School. Tell us about that experience.
Yes, sir. So in July 2018, I attended Hawk Mountain Ranger School in Pennsylvania, and it's the premier emergency services school in Civil Air Patrol. We pretty much spent 9 days out in the wilderness. The first 4 days were a lot of studying on search and rescue, survival, medical training, communications. And then we had a 3-day field training exercise, where we hiked up the Hawk Mountain. Mm-hmm. And that is where we were evaluated on all the skills that we had been learning. After that, we got back another 3 days or so of testing, and we made Ranger, which is a pretty big accomplishment.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
That is a cool thing. Where is Hawk Mountain? Is that Minnesota? Or
That's in Pennsylvania, sir.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Okay, you did mention that. Wow. As far as your progression in this, do you plan on going further in this field, and what would be the next step?
Absolutely, sir. So my next step in the very near future would be Winter Survival Weekend, which is in late January here coming up. Basically, what happens there is it's just outside of Bemidji. We'll train on the basic ground team skills that we've already learned, and we'll continue those into more of a cold weather, because that's obviously important in Minnesota. But we'll continue that and also have some survival training. So build your own shelter, stuff like that.
Yeah. The next question is this training, it sounds like it would be at least somewhat physical demanding. There's a physical aspect to it.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that. Is it pretty demanding? Are you able to do that? Do you have to go through some physical training to get to that point?
Yes, sir. Especially at Hawk Mountain. We had PT every morning and everything and had an obstacle course. But as well as that, we trained for... Well, I personally trained for a few months beforehand, because the field training exercise, the big hike, we were carrying our full 3-day gear and equipment. So that was pretty tough. It got better after the first day. You got used to it, but it was certainly a team effort.
Now, you both are young, and I think back to my youth. You just by nature you're more physically active than somebody my age. Did you feel, have you trained before that, or were you surprised by that physical aspect?
Sir, I trained beforehand, and I was pretty prepared, I think.
Okay.
It was still hard, and it was really hard, but I think I did a good job of getting myself in shape for it, and that certainly helped me along.
All right, good deal. Once again, we are talking with Cadet Chief Master Sergeants, Abigail Rizak and William Wagner, about their experiences in the Minnesota Civil Air Patrol. The future, what year are you in school, and what's coming up next for you?
I'm a sophomore in high school, sir.
Okay.
And I would like to continue my emergency service career, obviously, but this next year I'll be doing PSEO. And
What is PSEO?
Post-secondary education. Sir.
Okay.
So I'll probably go to RCTC or another technical school. I'd like to get a certification as a something medical. Once I get out of high school, I would like to join the military, and I think any of that EMT or anything like that will certainly help me along in that career, sir.
Do you know what a branch of military you're looking at now? Or?
I'd like to join the Army, sir.
Okay.
And hopefully make Special Forces and Rangers and so on. I never grew out of the six-year-old's dream of being an Army guy, so.
All right, well, there's nothing wrong with that, and you have quite a bit to be proud of accomplishing the Ranger status already, so
thanks,
congratulations. And Abby, let's go back to you. What you mentioned you're going to back to school, to college this coming fall. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'll be going to the University of North Dakota, which is in Grand Forks. It's just a four-year program for commercial aviation, so, and I'm thinking about a minor in French, but we'll see.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in
that.
Thank you so much for being here. We're going to switch things back over to Captain Knox once again and talk to him about some events coming up. Give us a quick advance notice on something to put on our calendar. You have an open house coming up?
Yes, we do. We have an open house. It'll celebrate our two-year anniversary as a Civil Air Patrol unit. We started off as a subordinate unit of the Red Wing Squadron. We were a subordinate unit for about 15 or 16 months. That anniversary will be actually the 31st of January. We'll probably celebrate it. I'm thinking right now on the 5th of February we'll firm that up.
All right. We'll have to have you back in.
We're looking forward to that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate that. Congratulations on your continued success. We wish you the best in the future to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you.
From Minnesota Civil Air Patrol, that is Captain Randy Knox, and also Cadet Chief Master Sergeants Abigail Rizak and William Wagner here on 95.1 The One.